Welcome to the 10 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House. We are a weekly four-hour radio broadcast, 7 o'clock hour. It's interesting people, places, and things of Arizona. The 8 o'clock hour is our outdoor living hour. 9 o'clock is the open line hour. And 10 o'clock, we dive deep to one specific topic of the week. And this week, it's everything you need to do if you're planning on leaving your home for the summer. There's a great article we put together. If you receive our weekly newsletter, you have a copy of that article already. Or if not, you can go to our blog and find it there as our most recent post. But before we get to it, you know, this is a big topic for the news, and you've probably seen it, but we've got this big APS rate case. You know, there's no telling which way the vote will go, so better safe than sorry. If you're thinking of going solar, reserve your bid now before July 1st. And a bid takes a couple weeks to put together from a quality solar company, so act now. You can find great solar contractors at rosieonthehouse.com. I'm Romy. Jennifer's in studio at our KTAR flagship station. I'm sitting in the Prescott Fairgrounds, broadcasting via Comrex Access for the Queen Creek Junior Rodeo's last Junior Rodeo event of this season. And we've gotten through, looks like goat tying's about to wrap up. We're still getting through barrel racing, and next will be a goat tail pull, and probably they'll go on to some roping before they finish up with pole bending at the end of the day. So it's a great family event where there's kids here from ages peewee starts at 3.5 all the way up to 18, and grandparents and parents, and there's 3 and 4 generation families here. Just a great time, and I love being in Prescott. It's just a perfect setting for the season end rodeo.
And but I'm sure you'll send Grandma Jenny, you're gonna send Grandma Jenny some pictures, right, when you get off air. Get me caught up.
You know, I haven't gotten any pictures. I've gotten one video of Remy's barrel race run, which I did not lead him. I was next to him, but I did not lead him. He rode it all by himself.
No way.
You should see him run home. It's quite impressive.
I'm waiting.
All right. So let's talk through our top 20. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. Text 411-923 or email info at rosieonthehouse.com. Number one, make sure your exterior doors have deadbolts. I know some of these are a no-brainer, but if break-ins didn't happen, these wouldn't need to be said. The important thing to know on your deadbolts on the front, your screws are just as important. If you only have trim screws on the jam side, holding the strike plate in, that's not going to do anything, because they're going to be, anybody can kick through that door and blow the wood out through the back. When we build a door, you've got the deadbolt, you've got the handle, you've got the throw latch, and you've got all these screws right together, making it a very, very weak central point. So if you don't have screws that go all the way into the frame of the home, they're just going to be able to kick out the door trim. So just as important as your a good quality deadbolt that's solid metal. There are identical brands or identical lines of the same brand that you can find at big box stores that are cheaper because they've got plastic components. Make sure you get a Schedule 3 solid metal deadbolt. Make sure you put in extra long screws into the frame, and you've got a much more secure front door. I can't remember the exact statistic, but over 50% at least of the break-ins happen straight through the front door. They just smash it in. So make sure we've got a good deadbolt there and then the back door. Invest in a security system. Do you have a security system, Mom?
I'm not going to say.
The barking dogs?
Yeah, the dogs. Yeah, we've been trying some different ones. You know, some of these do-it-yourself kind of smart house ones. There's all kinds of different things you can have, like a camera at your front door, which is very helpful. Not exactly a system, you know, but there's different things you can do to stay safe. I think security system is always a good idea.
But if there's ever a ring on the front door and you're not home, you would then able be able to see it on the camera.
Because
a lot of the people, if they're not 100% confident that you've left, they may ring on the front door. And if someone answers it, hey, I'm looking for my, you know, aunt's house that's down this road. Do you know where? And, you know, some fake address. And then that's, you know, their get out of the situation. Well, if no one answers the door, they're confident no one's there, then they can do the kick in. So that's where a camera and modern technology. I know you can activate the barking dog.
A lot less poop to scoop.
That, a lot less poop to scoop, and it can be right there so that if you look at that camera remotely and you decide it's someone you don't want, even if it's someone you know and you just don't want them there, you can activate a barking dog to help scare them off.
So I like that one.
Just one. You like that one? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have to add that to our resources. What do you think about smart locks?
I think
number three on our list.
Oh, I think they are a wonderful tool. You know, if you're gone, you can put a lock on your front door that's accessed by code. So let's say you're going to let somebody in to check your home, and they have a code. Maybe you're due for a service, and you trust your people because they're ROSI certified, and you can give them a separate code. So it tells you they have a code to get in. It tells you when they came in and when they went out. Or maybe there's an emergency, and you want to create a code right then for someone who needs to come in on the spot. So those are very, very handy to have.
They are very neat. It's one of those things that, you know, I get always reluctant when there's one more thing that you're relying on technology for in sake of convenience, but those are very cool.
Yeah, I think there's a place for technology. You know, we visited the smart house, Becky and I did, and there were so many things that did not appeal to me, but to have something that's really very useful and improves your safety or your quality of life, I'm all over it, and that's one of them.
Next, the next couple ones all have to do with a good neighbor. Make sure if you are the old school turnkey, which I think 98% of homeowners still are, make sure you have a good trusted neighbor that has a key so they can access the home if need be, if they notice leaks or they need to get in the backyard or they need to check inside the home just to make sure everything is well, flush the toilets. That's one thing a lot of people don't consider and we'll get to later is making sure all of your pee traps have water in them so sewer gas doesn't start filling up in your home and creating a horrible odor when you get home.
It's
you
important
want
to
make to get... it look live in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a neighbor that's gone a lot, and sometimes the trash cans will get left out, so I'll just pull them back in, or if they'll text me and say we're going to be gone, can you put it out? And that just makes the home look very lived in. The other day I walked by the house on my walks, and there was the back gate was busted open, so I was able to text them and say, hey, you need to send somebody out. So it's really great to have somebody else, you know, be a good neighbor, and then you'll have somebody be a big good neighbor for you as well.
Switch up your lights, you know, when they're if they've got that key, they can turn this light on, turn this one off, adjust this shutter, move that one. Make it feel like someone's living there, like you said, moving the trash cans. And if you didn't stop your mail service, if you still get newspaper delivered, you know, they can be picking that up for you daily. Or, you know, if you still get the old-fashioned newspaper delivered, it's just best, though, to turn that off because there's nothing to say that your neighbor might not forget a day or two or be gone a day or two for, you know, even if they are not planning on leaving somewhere, doesn't mean they don't have an emergency family situation they have to leave for as well.
There was a good tip in the article. I thought instead of starting those services of stopping your mail and stopping your newspaper the day you've left, start it 2 days before so you can make sure that the message got through and that really is truly stopped. That's a good little test.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take for granted that they just magically stopped.
Yeah, you can also call your local police station and they'll do a drive-bys. It's vacation watches. They do that happily because it helps protect the whole neighborhood.
Investing in a safe if you don't currently have a home safe. There's a lot of things to look for. Not all safes are made equal, and a lot of different methods have come out for people that are cutting corners on trying to keep costs down where maybe the bottom of it isn't solid metal and it's just wood. The lock mechanisms aren't great. The steel quality isn't a thick gauge. It's cheap enough that somebody with a probe or the crowbar or pry bar can peel a corner either top or bottom open just enough to get their hand inside and grab anything small enough to get out as they can. So safes are not created equally. Make sure you find a good one, a high quality one, solid steel. You want to look for a good fire rating of at least 1 hour, and make sure it's secured to the floor of your home. You don't want to install a safe and put all your valuables in there to leave it where three guys with a wheel cart could just tilt it up and cart it out. Thanks for putting it all together for us, neighbor.
Yeah. It's all in one place. Don't give anybody ideas.
Make sure. Yeah. Well, you have to make sure it's anchored to the home at some point. And so what if you're not going to be able to move with it? Just add that in the sale price of your home so you can invest in another safe at your next next residence you're moving on to.
There you go.
Be mindful of what you leave outside. That's a great one, especially if you've got if you like to cook outside and you've got a backyard that can be visible from different areas of where people are driving by. You know, make sure you put all that up. If you've got a spatula and a tray left out there and it's been there 5, 6, 7, 8 days, somebody's probably going to think, you know, or start assuming you're not just a super lazy homeowner, but you're not there to pick up after yourself. So there's a 20 points you can get to, again, at rosieonthehouse.com. Coming up in the next couple segments, we've actually worked hard to recruit some local experts here from Prescott. We've got Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane is going to be talking about what to do if you've been away for a long time and you're coming back into your home, what to do if you smell gas, and how to do a gas check. We've got Ty Scott of Builders Wholesale. They do a lot of retail wholesale building products here in the Prescott area. He's going to join us talking through some of our points. And then Ken Lane of Waters Garden Center. We've talked him into coming down from the garden center to talk about making sure your landscape doesn't look like it's been abandoned. All here at Rosie on the House. You can join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. It's your Saturday morning tradition for 29 years. And we do it every Saturday for you, the Arizona homeowner. And if you are getting invaded by something that's tearing up your yard, whether it's rabbits, skunks, deer, squirrels, chipmunks, we've heard that some people have even had success as it relates to javelina. You can use Bonide's Repels All because it repels them all. All natural ingredients use smell and taste to irritate critters. You can put it on around trees, shrubs, if you've got fences or other items like furniture that these animals are chewing up. You can apply it there and it lasts for over a month. It's so effective. Bonide guarantees your customer satisfaction. Bonide products are family made in America, and it comes in a concentrate or a ready to use spray liquid formula and granulars for large areas and 3 pound shakers and 6 pound spread application bags. You can get Bonide's Repels all over the state, including Summer Winds in Glendale, Savanos in Tucson, and Waters Garden here in Prescott.